All right. Well, if you haven't noticed, we are talking about prayer this morning. Welcome to Align 2019. My name is Fritz. I'm one of the pastors here at Lighthouse, and so glad you've joined us. Let me give you a little quick update on what's going to happen this morning. We're going to have two 18-minute talks on prayer in this service, and then in the 11:11, we'll have two different 18-minute talks on prayer. So if you would want to stay for the whole morning, that would be totally cool and appropriate. If you can only make it for one service, that's fine as well. But we just wanted to talk a little bit about prayer, because I think that's a common thing that some people like talk about their relationship to prayer and how deep it is and how wonderful it is, and others kind of stiff arm it because they don't really know how to engage it well. So we thought, let's take a Sunday morning and just talk about prayer straightforward, really practically, really biblically. How do we take steps forward within all of that? And so you're going to hear from some different people this morning, kind of some thoughts and some thinking that goes along with that. And one person that I've asked to kind of help us think through prayer a little bit this morning is Annette Spencer. And so welcome this morning, Annette.
Good morning.
Good morning. Annette is our director of our prayer ministries here at Lighthouse. And so she's one of the people that leads our leaders on Sunday morning that are available to pray with us every single week. She does many other things through the week as well with regards to prayer, and so we're really grateful for your leadership within all of that. Thank you for that. And so I thought it might be good to kind of just for us to kind of talk a little bit about prayer this morning. So are you good with that?
It's something that I care passionately
about. So, yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. I just asked her about 5 minutes ago, and she's like, okay, I guess I can. No, just kidding. That's not true. So Annette, maybe for just a moment, would you share with us, because maybe some people don't realize how the prayer team actually got started here at Lighthouse, if you want to shed a little bit of backstory on that.
Okay, well, when Lighthouse first started...
by the way, can I interrupt real quick? Annette is a part of the original launch team when we all launched here. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I was getting there, because I was going to say, I can't wait till we break through the wall.
Sorry, okay.
And I see what I wrote up there.
Oh, yeah?
I'm excited to see
we
all wrote. But
I'm just going to be over here, so you... I'm ruining what you're doing.
So the prayer team was started by Ashley when the Lighthouse first launched, and she was doing an amazing job. Well, then her and her family decided that they were going to go back to Bluffton, where they live, and get involved in a church closer to home so that the kids could build relationships there. So all of a sudden, the prayer team kind of just fizzled. And I waited and waited and waited. And about a month later, I emailed Fritz. I said, Fritz, what's going on with the prayer team? And he goes, well, I was waiting for somebody to ask. Want to meet about leading it? So we met and we discussed it. And he said, you know, if you're interested in doing this, this is something that you can do. And it doesn't have to be long term. Just start with it. See where it goes. And if it's not a good fit or you're uncomfortable and don't want to do it, let me know and we can find somebody else. But I just didn't want to see it go away completely. So here I am trying to lead the prayer team.
Yeah, and you've done a remarkable job over the last couple of years with that. And yeah, just by the way, so Ashley Pearson, those of you guys who may not know who she is, a mother of five, well, she's a mother of four then, she's a mother of five now, and she just felt really burdened, like, I would like to start this ministry here. And so, you know, we met as elders and leaders, and it was like a no-brainer. Yeah, people to pray? Duh, let's do that, right? And so what I love about that story is that's a pivotal ministry here at our church that was not started by any of our pastors or any of our elders. Is actually started by someone who was a part of our church that was attending and saw a need and wanted to start it.
And the reason I joined it was because I felt that God was putting on my heart to pray more and to pray more often, especially out loud with and for others. And I don't like praying out loud. It was all about, was I praying right words? Was I praying the long enough prayer? I was so worried about impressing the people I was praying with that I was losing sight that it's all about God. And so God really put it on my heart that was what he wanted me to do. You know, it's like football. You want to get better at it, practice. So yeah. I took over the team so that I could practice praying with others. And the more you pray with others, the easier it gets, because it gets you outside of yourself and gets you focused on God and on the Holy Spirit.
Good. Awesome. So that's kind of how it got started. So if, kind of looking at scripture and, you know, what that says, what exactly, you know, somebody's here this morning, they go, you know, you're talking about prayer. What exactly is prayer? And how would you answer that?
Prayer to me, in its simplest form, which everyone's going to know this, but it's just speaking to God. He desires to talk to us. He desires for us to come to him first and foremost, even before our spouses, anyone that we would turn to, our best friends. He wants us to come to him. He wants to hear what's going on in our lives. And he's the creator of us. So to me, prayer is just taking everything to him, whether it's my praises for the good things that are going on or the worries about the bad things that are going on, because he tells us not to worry. And the only way I can get past the worry is to go to him and give it back to him, sometimes repeatedly in 1 hour about the same thing, sometimes the first time. It just depends on how I'm going to him and how surrendered I am to him.
And so if you're like talking some scriptures that have helped you shape your understanding of prayer with understanding what it is, what would you say are some key scriptures for you?
Acts 2:21, but everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. An example of that conversation is in John 17 when Jesus was praying before he crucified, and the pattern that he used, he prayed for himself, he prayed for his disciples, and then he prayed for all of the future believers, which shows that through that, we are to come to him and pray through Jesus. He tells us to pray in his name.
Right.
So, and then also, the other one is never stop praying. Pray in all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Mm-hmm. I use that one a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that John 17 is a really insightful prayer, because it's like pulling back the curtain on the prayer life of Jesus, and you begin to see the things he prayed for, the things that were very near to his heart that he's talking to the Father about, and he's praying for the Father's glory. He's praying that his glory, he would return to that which he had from the very beginning, like you said, praying for his disciples then, praying for us, future disciples that were coming. It's like, yeah, maybe that's the stuff I should be praying for too, when I think about that stuff. Good. So how would you, somebody's sitting here and they're going, well, why would I even pray? Why should we pray at all?
Because we're told to, first of all.
Okay, I like that.
In scripture, we are told to. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. And that's all prayer really is at its core. Is just going to him and being thankful for what he's done and telling him your needs. He already knows your needs, but we don't hesitate to call our best friend or call our spouse and tell them when we're having a bad day and look to them for encouragement. But so many people are hesitant to go straight to God, and he cares and he knows. He's there in that moment. He wants us to go to him.
Sure. No, that's good. Here's kind of a practical question to prayer is this, because, somebody starts praying. Let's say, yesterday I prayed for a situation, and maybe that situation hasn't changed much or whatever. Is it okay for me to repeatedly pray for the same thing, or to pray again for a similar situation?
I have notes on that. Yes,
what?
It is okay to pray repeatedly for the same thing, because like I said, in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we're told to pray without ceasing, and we're supposed to pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And that's in Ephesians 6:16. I think the reason prayers aren't always answered immediately, because it teaches us reliance upon him. He wants us to be dependent on him. That's what prayer is. It's talking to God so that we learn to be dependent upon God for the things that he already knows he's going to do. I heard through, I think it was James McDonald one time, he said, prayer just opens the channel for what God was already going to do for you. And so, yes, keep praying. He wants you to keep praying, but if you're not praying wholeheartedly, or if you're not completely surrendering it to him, that might be why it's not answered. And sometimes his answer is just wait, to teach us to be still before him. Because we get anxious and we're praying and in the anxiety and in the worriedness, and we're not truly just resting in him and trusting him. And that's, he says to trust in me.
Yeah, and I think about the story, too, Jesus shared. There's a story that he tells about a widow who was looking for justice from a judge, and she keeps going back to the judge again and again and again and again, and the judge finally says, okay, right? He rules in her favor, not necessarily because, she was right or wrong. I mean, I'm sure her cause was just, but he says, because of your persistency, right? Because, there's this level of asking God. And I think what you brought out there is really important to say, Is prayer about pulling a certain lever, or is it about that I am putting my trust into the creator of the universe, the sovereign king of all things, and if he says yes, I'll give him praise. If he says no, I'll give him praise. If he says wait, I'll give him praise. Right? It doesn't matter, because he's good and he's worthy in every situation.
I think one of the big scriptures that talks to that is Romans 12:12, when he says, rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in affliction, and be constant in prayer. And that's one of those scriptures that you know, but it didn't really hit me till this week what that really meant. To be patient when the answer is wait or no, and to rejoice when the answer is yes, and I can see the answer to prayer immediately, and to keep on praying, be persistent.
That's good. Okay, so someone's here this morning. They're starting to get an idea of prayer. You're here, and you know you want to engage a little bit more. So, but they're not really quite sure how to start, where to start, how to get going. What might you say to help that person get started engaging prayer in a biblical way?
Get alone with God. You can do it in a group. You can pray with other people. You can pray for other people. But first, you just have to get alone with God. The way I really started was I would just sit on my bed with my Bible open and talk to him. And then a verse would come to me and I would turn to it. Another really good thing that I started, journaling. Was writing my prayer requests down and just journaling through my day, what was happening, how I was feeling, because then, I'm not a writer, by the way, I don't enjoy it, but I can go back and I can look where God has answered certain prayers that I didn't see because I was in the moment and caught up in the feelings and the emotions of it. But really, you just have to get alone with God, and if you don't know where to start, just go to your Bible and look up the word prayer. You'll get a whole list of where to start.
Good, yeah. Good. Okay, one last question I have for you. If someone walked away only hearing one thing about prayer from this discussion, what would you hope it is that they would remember?
God loves you. He created you. He sent Jesus to die on that cross, and Jesus rose again to go to heaven, to be in that glory, so that we can pray through him. We don't have to go to a priest. We don't have to ask somebody else. He wants you to come to him personally. Come to him. He's waiting to hear from you. And just start praying. And if you don't know how to start, come see me between services or text or call me, and I will meet with you and pray with you and help get you started. But just do it, because the feeling that you get knowing that you are talking to him and he is listening to you it can't be matched by anything else.
Mm-hmm. Good. Awesome. Thanks, Annette. Well, hey, can we take a moment and just pray for just a second? You know, it's like we're dialing on prayer. Maybe we should do that. Let's take a moment and pray together. And yeah, how about this? Maybe would you start and maybe I'll... Okay, let's see it.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just thank you for this opportunity to talk about something that you've made me so passionate about, Lord, through my desire to please you, to follow in your will. You want to speak to us, Lord, and I just pray that each one in this room will hear your message and will just start calling on your mighty name, Lord, coming to you in praise, coming to you in worry, and coming to you in worship, Lord. You are always there willing to listen, and we just gotta turn to you, and you will listen, and you will be there, and I just thank you for the opportunity to tell each person in this room how much you love them and how you are just waiting to speak to them.
Lord, we are thankful for this day you've given to us. We're thankful for the gift of prayer. What an amazing thing to be able to come to you. And you know who we are. You know the thoughts that are within us. You know the words we have said, the actions we have done. I think about what it says in Romans of nobody can know what someone's thoughts are unless they're privy to their spirit. And nobody can know the thoughts of God unless they're privy to his spirit. And then right after that, you led Paul to write, and he has given us his spirit within us. And so to know that you have opened up yourself, your character, your person, your thoughts, your desires, your all of that, and you have made that widely accessible to us through the scriptures, and through prayer, and through walking in fellowship with other believers who are growing, Lord, I bless your name for that. Thank you for the gift you have given to us of your Son. Thank you for the gift of Scripture. thank you for the gift of prayer. What an exciting thing to be able to know that we can lean in, we can dial into you, we can trust you more than we trust ourselves. And I pray that would increasingly be the case for us. I think about what John said in John the Baptizer said in John 3:3. He must increase and I must decrease. I think what that just paints a wonderful picture of prayer to me, Father, that I would increase in trust in you and I would decrease in trust in my own self and trust in my own leadership. And so I pray that you would help us as a church to lean into prayer greatly in a biblical way, you know, not just like in a superficial or kind of this mystical whatever, but a truly biblical understanding of what prayer is, what that looks like, what that means, how to trust you, and all of those things, because we know we need you. We need you far above anyone else or anything else. Thanks for this day you've given to us. We bless your name and ask these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Hey, can we do a quick thank you to Annette for coming and sharing this morning? So, yeah. Thanks, Annette. Grateful for you.